With the fantastic success of the England Lioness winning the 2022 Euros, you might be wanting to find out a little bit more about the history of women's football. Well, the audio description company Rational Method have been providing recorded audio descriptions for the exhibition Stoppage Time, Sheffield's Women's Football, Her Story at the Sheffield Library. Here on RNIB Connect Radio, I'm now joined by Nathan Gearing from Rational Method to tell me a little bit more about their audio descriptions for the exhibition Stoppage Time, Sheffield Women's Football, Her Story. Hello, Nathan, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Great to be here.
I know that some of our listeners might be aware of your audio description company, Rational Method, as you have been on the station a couple of times in the past. And of course, we must not forget your See Differently award earlier this year, too. But for those who may not know a bit about Rational Method, would you mind, Nathan, just giving me a brief sort of background and history to what Rational Method is and what you do?
Okay, yeah, sure. So Rational Method is an accessibility innovation company that most importantly focuses on audio description and making it a lot more engaging to audiences. And we do that in a variety of ways. Some of those ways are we offer different aesthetics for audio description, from beatboxing and vocal percussion, right through to emotive and poetic soundscapes, as well as even like just enhancing certain sound effects and just naturalistic soundscapes as well. So we've moved on quite a bit, I think, from the last time we spoke in terms of just the breadth in which we cover audio description and its presentation. We offer audio description for a variety of different genres, from like dance through to theatre, through to film and museum exhibitions. So we cover quite a broad range of things, really.
And I think many people might still be celebrating from the Lioness's win in the Euro 2022. But I think your work on the audio description for Stoppage Time, Sheffield Women's Football, Her Story, started a bit before the Women's Euros. Would you be able to tell me a bit more about the exhibition and your role within providing the audio descriptions?
Yeah, definitely. So with that particular exhibition, it was in partnership with obviously like Sheffield City Council, FIRD, which is Football Unites Racism Divides, the National Football Museum, UEFA, and a few other partners, basically. And they wanted to, in celebration of the Women's Euros, they wanted to provide a gallery exhibition which really celebrated the history of women's football, specifically, but not just limited to in and around the Sheffield and South Yorkshire area.
And I know that obviously, as you mentioned earlier on, Rational Method is also a company that uses audio in many ways and adding in sound effects or using sound to describe movement in dance and other performing arts. And although Stoppage Time, Sheffield Women's Football, Her Story is very much an exhibition of photographs, posters and other forms of art, you have used recordings of football crowd sounds and football practice sessions within the audio descriptions. Why did you want to do this, and what do you think the sounds might add to blind and partially sighted people who are listening to the descriptions?
Yeah, so the reason for us to add those specific soundscapes was really just to give the listener, I guess, a heightened experience and a heightened sense of the energy that each of the images kind of like expressed and portrayed. Because it's one thing to have things described with words, but, you know, sometimes if you have accompanying sounds, they can really put you in the atmosphere of what is being described. And that's, you know, with this still image as well as movement. And also, I wanted to make it like a little bit more authentic to Sheffield, because obviously it was specifically about Sheffield's history of a women's football in and around Sheffield. So we went along and captured sounds from actual like football practices and matches that were held in Sheffield. And it was, you know, yeah, in and around just before the women's Euros matches started in Sheffield. So it was everything that was happening in terms of leading up to the women's Euros, with the heats being obviously held here in Sheffield.
Nathan, is there any exhibit from Stoppage Time, Sheffield Women's Football, Her Story that stands out to you as a good example of what the exhibition is all about that listeners should maybe listen to?
Gosh, there's so many within there. They all have their merits, but you know, for example, I mean, there's one particular piece which was actually like a newspaper article, which was kind of like written in the 80s, which was about a women's football practice session. So it's almost like, I guess, a bit of an advert for women's football practice sessions to be held in Sheffield, and there was a bit of a misogynistic image, like drawing, that kind of like accompanied the article. And then as a response to that, one of the readers wrote in as a response to that article, I guess a bit of like a letter of complaint, in terms of saying, you know, it was undermining, you know, the great, you know, advertisement of women's football and things. And I think the reason that is a real standout is because even with the exhibition, a lot of the exhibition covers the issues of, like, you know, women's football was massively, you know, popular and really successful historically. And then for like a long period of time, it was banned. And it kind of like really does show, I guess, a lot of the gender inequalities. And so kind of like that exhibition piece in itself really shows it, the ways in which they were trying to, like, I guess, redress the imbalance and how women kind of like felt about how they're being portrayed in football. And obviously now with, you know, the Lionesses winning the Euros and things, it really kind of like, you know, goes to show that, you know, women's football is just as important as men's football.
Exactly. And it's quite interesting through the exhibition, you know, seeing how popular women's football was at one time. And as you say, then it sort of stopped. But and also those sort of iconic imagery, which may not have been so good at the time, but it does show what advertisers were doing in the 80s and things like that. So it's more, in a way, a record of I suppose, of advertising as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, there's so many like great images that are featured in the exhibition. It was really hard for me to choose just one. But yeah, gosh, sorry, I'm just going through them all now again on my phone, looking at them, and I'm just like, you know, filled with like so much pride in terms of just seeing, you know, how far women's football is come. And like, it didn't even actually stop. It was banned, but it still went underground. And like, there was still a lot of like underground matches that was happening. And for me, that's a great like testimony to like the tenacity of the women of the time, you know, really kind of like standing up for what they believed in and making sure they were able to, you know, to take part in the activities that they felt passionate about.
I think that's great. And I think it's great now that Lionesses have won and there has been more of a focus on women's football, and hopefully it will just encourage more coverage and more women and girls getting into the sport, which is just, you know, it's a good thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I mean, you know, I myself, you know, I have two daughters, and obviously, like, you know, when I was growing up, women's football wasn't really broadcast on mainstream television. Whereas, you know, hopefully, you know, moving forwards now, it will have, you know, that kind of like major coverage more so in things. And so, you know, my children and, you know, this generation of young ladies will be able to grow up and see themselves represented in a sport that has historically, you know, been really like male dominated. So I think, you know, this is a great mark in history in terms of how we can move forwards as a nation to really like celebrate and, you know, make sure that women's football has proper representation.
Nathan, if listeners would like to maybe find out a bit more about Rational Method and also obviously find out about the exhibition Stoppage Time, Sheffield Women's Football, Her Story, where is the best place for people to go to find out more?
Okay, so in terms of the actual exhibition, it's online. So if you were just to type into Google Stoppage Time Sheffield Women's Football Herstory Exhibition and Rational Method, then the actual exhibition will come up, and, you know, listeners can, you know, feel free to listen to all of the exhibits there. And if they want to find out more about Rational Method, they can reach us at info@rationalmethod.com, or they can visit our website, which is www.rationalmethod.com.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Nathan Gearing from Rational Method, for telling me all about the audio descriptions for Stoppage Time, Sheffield Women's Football, Her Story, with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.